I don't suppose like poppin' bees.
What's poppin' bees?
What's poppin' bees? Welcome back to Beer Sauce.
Derek said, is JP down?
Yeah.
I'll say yeah. Yes, sir.
Guys, we should make a group chat.
Dude, let's make a fire
guys, group chat.
Should we make a group chat? Dude, I always feel like when it comes to making plans, yeah. I always like, are you guys like plan makers? I always get stressed out when I have to make plans.
No.
Am I a plan maker? Like, you tell me. Because we hang out. Like, no, okay. Why make the plans?
Basically, the way me and Derek hang out is I know it'll be okay, but we don't plan it.
Dude.
Like, it just happens,
People think we're weird for this, but we'll be like, let's say tomorrow we're doing something. Like, in the morning, we'll text, like, when we want to hang
out. Yeah, we'll be, like, we'll have plans, like, not something small, either, like, a just little coffee chat. Like, but it's also not something too big. Like, maybe we'll be going to see a movie or something,
but
right?
That's because you guys are best friends. So, it's, like, you just know each other. It's easy.
Yeah, I feel like, like, in the morning, I know you'll ask me when I'm down. And sometimes we wait till the afternoon.
No, sometimes we cut it close by, like, an hour and a half.
So, you guys see each other every day?
I don't think we see each other every day. We see each other a lot,
though. We used to see each other more.
Yeah. You think so?
Yeah. Like, this week, I had, like, 2 days where I didn't, like, see you. And that was, like, that felt, like, weird, bro.
No, I worked 3 days in a row, and then we hung out yesterday. But before that, I didn't see you for, like maybe 48 to, like, 50, really? 54 hours. And I was like, where's my boy at?
Wow.
Like, this is fucked up.
But, dude. Like, it's good to have space, though, for sure.
Oh, yeah. I mean, boundaries.
But, like, when I make plans with some people, and then, like, the day of, because people like to check in. Because, like, if you don't know somebody, you check in before.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Like, we checked in.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes I forget, like, I don't check in, and they're like, are we still hanging out? It's like, oh, fuck.
I'm a big checker in. Yeah, I'm a humongous checker in.
You're very professional.
Do you think I'm professional?
Yeah, you were like, dear Jaspal,
it's really weird. I'm like, I've literally gotten drunk with you, and I've seen your penis.
I'm not gonna say that. What do you think we do though? Like, what do you think us and like based off how we look? What do you think us and our friends do?
Oh yeah, what do you think?
I feel like
doing?
I don't know.
What we doing?
You give me like punk rock, like vibes. I would say
I like that.
But like, I think that's the persona you give off. But in reality, you guys are just watching like anime together.
No,
whoa, dude.
See, I like the first answer. Yeah. And then you dissed me.
That's not a diss.
It is a diss.
How is it a diss?
Depends on the anime.
Anime's sick. I don't watch it. But
okay, so why don't you watch it?
I don't know.
It's sick.
Because to me, I like watching sports and like TV shows that are like human. Like,
dude.
So, okay, if it's sick, name one anime dude. Like, name one guy that watches anime.
Okay.
One guy that watched anime that it's like, he's really cool and like all the girls love him and he's seen as like somebody.
KSI.
No,
dude,
you can't do a millionaire, bro. Like, a
what
guy
do
you
mean?
You know.
One guy that's cool.
A guy you know.
Okay, I could just say any name then.
What do you mean? You can say any name.
I could say you would not know if he's not famous. How would you know
but
if it's a real person?
Be truthful to your soul. Be truthful to yourself. And then it'll. Yeah.
This is content. There's nothing truthful about content.
Because Derek Paul was faking their pranks. Hey, Derek Paul was faking their food.
What
their
are you
food challenges?
No pranks. It was all. We ate the food. That was the point. Did we finish it? Now it's another story. But we ate the food.
Yeah, but. Or when you would do fasting, you would eat, bro.
What do you mean fasting?
What do you mean fasting?
Like only drinking ciders for 24 hours. I know you were eating.
Yeah, only drinking cider for 24 hours on camera.
Dude, not on camera?
Yeah. And then once the camera's off, I'm not lying.
Okay, no lie. Like, I'm gonna be truthful with y'all. Like, I just realized this was fake like 10 minutes ago. Yeah. Like, I thought you actually did it. Because soda for 24 hours is possible.
No,
it is so possible. I just want to say that.
We would do that.
I mean, I guess it was kind of real. Like, for example, the soda thing, we only drank soda. Like, we didn't, in that filming period, we didn't want to eat anything. Because I guess also filming a soda video, it's like you film like all that in like, I don't know, 4 hours or something. And that's it. You don't need to eat anything in that time. But then afterwards, you go hard.
Do you think that affects, like, how often were you just eating like shit? bro.
Years.
Like, you guys were big.
We would eat a lot. But then at the same time, I like was exercising quite a bit. So it kind of like evened out like for me.
Was Derek exercising though?
Derek was a runner. He tried running a lot. He went through a running phase.
You're
but,
in
like,
a running phase right now.
That's how you lose weight the best.
But you could see like in his face a lot. Like in the older videos, he looks a lot like heavier in his face than he does now. It's
like,
crazy.
He looks like he hit puberty like recently.
Yeah. Dude, he glowed up. Like, yeah, he definitely did. Like 3 years ago, I'm saying.
You should see like, Derek always talks about, he's like, we both really glew up. Yeah.
I think, no, dude, you guys hard. Like, yeah.
I saw a picture
of
you from like 5 years ago.
It was bad.
No, and you were like 23. You're older than us.
I know. It was bad. I looked like I was like 40.
Wait, what caused the glow up phase?
I don't know. When I was younger, like I like to be like that rebel. So like people were like, oh, you should like, you know, trim your beard this way, or whatever. I'm like, no, I'm going to grow a terrorist beard.
A terrorist beard.
Yeah, I just want to see how nasty it can get. And because people didn't like it, it made me want to do it more.
Did you ever get stopped at the airport a lot? Like,
no, that's the thing. Every time I go to the airport, I shave.
Damn,
I'm not dumb.
He's
right?
Smart as
I'm not
guy.
Dumb, but like, yeah, exactly. Like, I would do that. And then even like my hair, it was so long and it was gross. And people were like, yo, you got to get a haircut. I'm like, no, because you told me that, I don't want to do it.
Dude, that was like reverse psychology.
Well, yeah, but it's like if my mom tells me to do the dishes, I want to do it less, but like looking nasty.
Yeah.
Exactly. Wait, what made you want to, like, okay, when were you like, okay, it's time to fucking lock in and not look nasty anymore?
So,
because you look, you're a very, very handsome young man.
I appreciate that.
But what, like, you. But you weren't.
Because I never, no, I wasn't.
You was fucked, bro.
Because I never looked at myself as like someone who was attractive. So I was just like, damn. I don't really care about that.
You didn't try.
Yeah. Well, I mean, for me, I was like, what's the point? I don't care. The way I talk to people is like my personality. People like me for my personality. That's it. This is not about my looks at all. So I was like, I don't care about my looks.
Oh, he's so nice.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, oh, he's so nice.
Yeah, dude. I'm nice.
Okay. No, because I was the, oh, he's so nice as well up until like maybe a year ago when I was like, okay, it's time to start trying a little bit.
Yeah. I think for me, it was like, I don't know. I don't know why I started trying. I don't know. I think honestly it was just because I just wanted to try something different. I get bored very easily. So if you look at all the videos like on YouTube, like I look different in almost every video because
you're switching up.
Yeah, like haircuts were different. I would have a beard. I have a goatee. I just change it up all the time because I get bored too easily. So I'm like, okay. Yeah, I think that, and now I'm in this mustache phase.
Dude, the mustaches are in right now.
It looks good. You look really good in it.
Mustaches are really in.
It's been, I've had it now for like 2 years, I'd say.
Oh, you're going to get bored soon?
Yeah, I'm going to get bored. I can already feel like
it. I don't know what you would look like without a mustache. I feel like it would look unnatural.
I look a lot younger. I look really young without the mustache.
A beard ages a brother, bro.
Your eyebrows are sick.
Yeah, I've been told.
You got your eyebrows done, huh?
I didn't used to. But then I did it once, and I got so many compliments
on
them.
Literally,
that's
literally
like,
me.
Whoa, okay, cool, I'm doing this. And then I just like kept doing them, and I'm like, okay. And every single girl, not every single girl, majority of girls would say like, oh, I love your eyebrows. Don't ever mess up your eyebrows. Don't change them up. Don't trim them down anymore. I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
Damn, bro, back in your clubbing phase.
So clubbing phase, clubbing phase. Okay, so there's different phases for me. Where
yeah, dude, he had the nasty anime man phase.
The nasty, like that was during like beginning when I was 21. I
so
was
our
like,
age.
Yeah, when I was your age, I fucking looked nasty. Damn. It was bad.
Thank God we like.
Fuck. No, thank you so much.
Because we can be nasty.
Yeah. And the thing is that for me, I was like, okay, I was 21. I looked nasty as fuck. And I didn't drink when I went clubbing. I was always a sober one because I wanted to save money. And two, I just like didn't really care to drink.
Also, isn't it like rebellious to not drink? Because everybody drinks. It's like, oh, I'm different. Seems like you want to be different.
I guess it was, but in reality, it was just money. I was like, I just want to save money. Because like we'd go clubbing and it'd be like, I'd be spending $150, $200 a night.
20.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because a shot is like $20.
Well, because one, you had to get the cab. And then you also got to get like.
Was this before Uber was around, bro?
Yeah, this is before Uber.
Uber was banned in Vancouver for a
bit,
right?
Uber only came like recently, I would say. Yeah. But like, yeah, so I would always drive everyone. We always go to Derek's house for pre-drinking, and I would be the sober one. I'd drive us there, which is a lot more fun because you can listen to your music, go whenever you want. Don't have to worry about like getting a cab. And then we go early, get stamped at the club when it's, as soon as it opens, get stamped, and it was dead. So we just come back out, and then and then we would just like fuck around downtown for like a couple hours, maybe like 2 hours,
yeah.
And then come back when it was busy. But because we're stamped, we don't have to wait in line.
We would just guys,
we just go right in.
That was free.
Yeah.
Dude, we got it. No, that was free. I'm cutting that out and putting it on the Patreon. I'm not giving that a free.
No, because that's free. Like, that was worth, like, a lot of
money. That was worth $5
right there. That's a $5
Patreon.
Easy. You go to the club early when it opens, get stamped, maybe get one drink or something, and then it's dead.
So
walk out and then come back a couple hours later.
You were, like, 20, our age when you did this. Where would you go at our age?
Okay.
Like, what did you do?
Wait, let's guess.
Okay.
So,
wait. Yeah, go ahead. So, I think I can picture what you look like. I can picture what Derek... Wait, were you guys like YouTubers yet? Or like...
Derek was the YouTuber.
Yeah, how big was he?
He had like, I think 500,000 subscribers.
Okay, so they can go nicer places with that amount of subscribers, right?
No, back then it didn't matter. Like Vancouver had like no like social media type... like people didn't give a shit then.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like, as prestige.
Yeah,
as it
this is
now.
Like 2016.
So I'm thinking, 2016. You guys went to like 12 West, bro.
No.
I'm thinking you guys, like 2016, you want to go to the club and listen to One Dance. You know?
Yeah, but like, okay, so 12 West was more of like a bougie club. And we didn't like going there. So it was more like celebs, Bar None, before it became all fucking.
Gabagoo.
Damn!
No, Bar None is all like Surrey now. It's like Surrey Jacks everywhere. And it's like,
but dude,
all right, this is not even.
You and Derek look like Surrey Jacks.
So the thing is, though, Derek didn't. I just look terroristy.
Damn,
I don't even know if you can put Surrey this in. I don't even. Can you say terrorist?
You can say terrorist.
Yeah, well, you're saying it. Like, you.
Well, I mean, for bleeping it out.
I mean, he can say the C word.
I can say chinky.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, you can say that, bro.
You get profiled at the airport with a beard. Like, it's all...
Oh, yeah.
You're good, bro.
Yeah. I'll send you guys a picture of me when I was 21 so you can, like...
See, oh, I real God.
Like,
for it.
I feel like I... Like, first of all, it would just be, like, your bros. Like, you didn't have, like, girls that you would go to the club.
No, so my whole objective was, like, just hanging out with my friends.
Yeah, that was... Okay, no lie. I... dislike the club a lot, bro.
Yeah, like, dude, same here. I honestly didn't like going
at the time
when I was sober. I didn't like going because it was like I would hang out with my friends. It was fun, but it was more so for like Derek and our other my two other friends that would like enjoy it more than I would.
Yeah,
so I would just be like drinking water and like talking, and then as soon as there's like a fucking girl there,
weather act.
Like Derek would be gone, and or like my other friends would be gone. So I'm like. Just chilling here,
and then you
like
just go on your phone, like, oh, I'm just
pretty much.
Settings
but
right
I would
now.
Run into like guys I used to play soccer with a lot.
Oh,
so then I would just talk to the guys. I would literally only talk to guys.
The bros.
Do you think people only go to the club like besides you? Obviously, do you think people like only go to the club to hook up?
No, I don't think that's true, dude.
I think nowadays, yeah, I would say like it's more for a hookup and like also the image of like. Being cool, being in a club.
That's a shit image, bro.
Yeah. I want to say...
It's like party.
Guys do that more than... And for the hookup thing, I feel like dudes are just so thirsty, right?
Yeah, guys go to clubs for hookups. Mm-hmm. And then I think girls go to just enjoy a night with their girlfriends. And just dance and just enjoy the night.
Like, and then hella guys are like... Because I've not stepped into many clubs, but when I've stepped into a club, mm-hmm. it's like very, very icky.
Yeah, it is.
Well, and it depends where you go. Like, what do you think we like? Like, if we were going to go on a night out, what do you think
Yeah, what do you think we doing?
You're going to a bar. You guys are bar guys. You're not bar club guys.
Yeah, he knows.
Yeah.
Like, clubs is like, the whole stereotype of clubs is like, okay, so that was one era when I was sober, right?
Oh, you know? Nothing, like, even concerts aren't that fun when you're sober.
No, they're not.
Like, once this guy started drinking, he was fucking turning
up. Yeah. Okay, so when I started drinking, I remember like, okay, so I, this one night, this changed it all. So I went
the night that changed it all.
I'm not even joking. It changed it all. I was drinking and then I started drinking and it was like, whatever, still the same thing. I'm just talking to the guys and that's it. But I shaved one time.
Oh my God.
I shaved and I got a haircut. And
you got your eyebrows.
And I looked, yeah, I did. And I was like, all right, I look kind of nice. And had a lot of girls like come up to me, which I've never really experienced before.
That'll change.
That'll change.
So I was like, all right, cool. Yeah. But I still was like, no, like I don't, I'm just talking. That's it. It was nothing more than that. And then my friend was like, dude, you don't even realize like girls look at you when you go to the club. And I'm like, really? Like I didn't believe it. And then eventually I was like, ah, I don't really believe that. That's just bullshit. That's just something you say to your friend to be nice. Like, yeah. Like give him like a little like a, boost.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? So yeah.
But that, you were 6'2" at the time too.
Yeah. So, so I was tall, like... but I didn't like I said, like my entire life, I've never thought of myself as someone who's like attractive.
Damn. No, yeah. That's what I'm on. No, bro.
That's what you're on.
That's what I'm
Which
on.
Which is
dude.
Crazy because you guys are both attractive. You're you like, oh, I don't get mine. That. Yeah. Derek knows this. I knew you're gorgeous, bro. But in the like, most, in the most non-gay way possible.
Thank you.
Like, actually,
we didn't think we didn't think it was gay.
No,
you didn't have to clarify.
Yeah, but sometimes you kind of have to.
Dude, look at us. You don't gotta tell us it's not like, gay.
Call your friend beautiful. It's not gay.
You gotta That's compliment gorgeous. The homies more. Do you be complimenting the boys?
Not as much as I should. I feel.
Yeah,
I compliment about mental health. I'm like, oh, you didn't. Do oh. it. But like appearance wise, I'm like,
proud
bro,
of you. Just... You ever hit "I'm proud of you" to Derek?
Yeah.
Really?
Literally yesterday, I said I'm proud of you.
Like, oh my god! I don't like that. Really? I've hit "I'm proud of him" before.
Yeah. I have
hit
that 15, before. Derek DM'd me and he was like, I responded to his story and he was like, "I love you, red heart." And I just haven't responded because I'm awkward, oh my bro. God. I'm awkward. It's awkward. It's not, but it, like, it's not actually awkward. I'm awkward.
It's Let's I can't take. Straight. I can't. I can never. If someone says something nice about me, I just can't take it. Yeah. Like I need to deflect it.
Yeah, it's awkward sometimes.
Or I need to say something nice back to them.
Yeah, to repay. Yeah, to repay.
Like
the
if someone would be like, "Oh my god, like you're so good at doing this," I'm like, "Thanks, you too." And it's like, I didn't do anything.
No, if someone says nice shirt, I'm like, oh, I like your shirt as well, bro.
Yeah, same. Yeah. I do the exact same thing. Yeah. I have to say something back. Otherwise, I'm like, okay, I owe you something now.
Dude, I don't say I know your next phase after the clubbing phase, you're in like you're in your new phase well, right dude, now. I think I know imagine... what it's called.
Oh.
Come on, bro. You gotta I think I know what
you're What is new... it? Okay, guess.
I think your new phase is called Poppin' Bees.
What's Poppin' Bees?
What's Poppin' Bees? Welcome back to Beer Sauce. My name is Nicholas Possibat.
My name is DREKZU, Derek Zhu.
And today we are joined with
Jaspal Sidhu.
How do you feel today, bro? Before we started recording, Jaspal was like, I feel good today. It's gonna be a good one. Do you feel because you're good shining today.
I got I mean, when the camera turns on, I can just like I was really hungover this morning, I'm not gonna lie. I was
But yeah. you
had a little bit of a session with Derek last night and it was good.
You need those though.
Yeah. It's nice. No,
he's
I love
a camera
that.
Demon still.
I am.
It's built into your
brain. It's
built
in. I can't turn it off. As soon as the camera's on, I'm like, okay, high energy. Let's go. I gotta perform. But this is cool though. I love this.
Because
like,
I like more talking. Relaxed.
Yeah.
This is a very this is you not like to a like,
today I'm eating 5 Big Macs with Derek and we're gonna be throwing up on each other.
But I also realized that you guys are very like certain people, I think there's a lot of podcasts going on, right? But certain people, for content, they just can't do it. Like, they'll have a camera, everything, all the setup, but it's just, if they're not content people, it just won't work.
Name one.
Like, I think you know. I think you know. I can't say it, but yeah, you know.
I'm bleeping it.
But like, yeah. But you guys are just like natural. Like, it's entertaining to watch you guys talk.
Thank you.
Yeah. Dude. Or listen to you guys talk.
If you're not funny in real life, like when you turn a camera on, you it's
yeah, exactly, hard. Exactly. You got to have something.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just loud, and I just
but
say
you're
stupid
talkative
shit.
And social. Like if you're social, like I feel like extroverts just do so much better on camera.
But it's interesting because I feel like I'm an introvert. Extrovert, like I like to be introverted, I guess, but like I'm an extrovert because of anxiety.
What do you mean
like
by that?
I feel like I have to, like, I don't know, put this thing on where I can't stop talking to people.
You're
like
a
I'm a golden retriever, so like if you're
you're a puppy.
Yeah, I literally am. Like if we go out somewhere, I'm most likely I'm gonna run into someone and just start talking about random shit
to your soccer boys
but
at
you
the club.
Like, yeah. It right.
I do like it, but like it was a point where I was like doing it too much. Like if we're having dinner, a server comes up to us, I will start talking to the server about their entire life.
Are you a people pleaser, bro?
I used to be.
Yeah, I'm on that shit. I got to get off that shit.
Tell them how to stop.
Okay, well, you'll stop when you just like tie yourself out. You're going to hit a point where you're just like, oh, I can't do this anymore. You just won't care. As soon as you don't care anymore, that's when you start feeling happy.
So it needs to run its course, basically.
Yeah, it needs to run its course, pretty much.
Fuck, man. I don't want it to run its course, though. But I guess it has to.
No, like, but then once it does, you'll still be, like, not a people pleaser, but you'll still want to, like, talk to people. But then you have that boundary where you're like, okay, I'm going to end this conversation now. Before, I couldn't end the conversation, even though I wanted
Dude,
to end
you
it.
Guys are kind of similar.
Yeah.
Like, you'll, like, stay, like, connected to somebody, even though you don't even like them, purely based on the fact that you used to.
Yeah. Bro, Nico and I are so similar. And it's funny because Derek is very similar to you.
Do you guys remind, what the fuck?
dude,
do you?
It's good, bro.
It's okay.
And Derek remind you of you and Derek?
Yeah. Oh, we talk about all that. Even our friends, like Jeff, when he came out into Greta that night.
Dude, I was like, that guy, bro.
He's like, where did we go? Cambie. Suda.
Suda.
And Cambie.
Oh, yeah, and Cambie. He was saying that, like, Derek and Nico remind him of us when we were younger.
That's a big compliment.
Except we definitely were as, like, we're not as awkward. I feel like you guys were awkward, no offense.
What?
What?
Well, awkward in what?
Well, they're talking about, he's talking about, I didn't take care of myself.
But socially, you can still be very elastic socially, even though you might not look.
Socially, if you look good, people want to talk to you more.
Yeah, but Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I feel like good-looking people are even more intimidating.
You could
sometimes
be this charismatic, but if you don't take care of yourself, you don't look as good. Like, people will think you're this charismatic, even though you could be funny as fuck.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
That's that pretty.
Oh, okay, yeah, no, that. Okay, 100%. That's the.
You gotta even it out a little bit. Like, you can't just be like, but fuck ugly and be like, you know,
like
I can talk to anybody. Like, yeah, you can, but they're gonna be scared of you too. Like,
we couldn't get away with a lot of shit we say.
No. Yeah, yeah, you couldn't.
Yeah, honestly, you couldn't.
I know, even like at a job interview, you can't not be biased. You will be biased.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You people want to, like, associate themselves with attractive people. Because if you're attractive, it means that you actually, like, care about something in your life, which is yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you maintain yourself. That means that if you care about something, if you care about yourself enough to do that, you'll care about other stuff that people want you to do. And they want to associate that stuff. So with a job, it's like, okay, if this guy's good looking, he tries to, like, maintain himself. He cares, so he'll be good at the job. If you're ugly, they'll be like, hey, this guy doesn't give a fuck about himself. Why would he care about the job?
But what if some people are just genetically not gifted, bro?
And that's the thing, too. If they're not genetically gifted, tough. I was talking about this with my girlfriend, and I'm like, it's literally impossible nowadays to stay ugly.
It really is.
You can get surgery.
Yeah, but not even surgery. Like, it is very easy for dudes to dress well.
Yeah,
like, it's easier for dudes than for, like, women.
If you have a goal and it shows that you, like, care about something, that means more to women, I think, than looks do.
So why doesn't he have a girlfriend?
Yeah, dude, why can't
he
get a
because you're not confident.
Whoa, no. That's true.
Yeah.
No, bro, you know why I can say that? Because I was you.
Okay, I'm just living your, like, I'm 5 years
and,
behind
and
you.
And the thing is, though, once you gain that confidence, and you will. Like, it's just over time you're going to gain that confidence
in
yourself.
Am I just going to be an unstoppable demon, Jeff?
Yeah, you probably will.
Were you an unstoppable demon for a little bit?
I wouldn't say that.
I never
like, talk about it in that way where I'm like, yo, I fucking got
to. I'm an immovable object.
Yeah, no, I was not that guy. The only reason, like, my friends say that, but, like, have you noticed I never bring it up? When it comes to, like, girls and stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
It's always my friends making jokes about that's it. That's true. Stuff. But I never do that.
I was like,
as soon as you do that, it's like, oh, bro, like, it's so cringe. In my opinion, I think it's cringe.
It is cringe. Like, especially, it's sort of like when dudes do that, it's like they're acting like it's like a trophy.
Yeah.
It's like, I have this many bodies.
Yeah. Oh, and that's why people don't get those kind of guys, like, in my opinion, don't get, like, cool, attractive girls. Like, if you're confident in yourself and you know who you are, like, you can talk to any girl, and even if she's, like, fucking Kendall Jenner, you could still probably get her.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, dude, you've seen Pete. You've seen this guy.
Yeah, I've seen Pete Davidson.
Yeah, Pete Davidson is a great example. Like, it's personality. And if you are also work on your looks somehow, like, you can figure out a way to, like, be more attractive than you are right now.
Oh, I mean, there's always accessories that you
can put
on.
Always, there's so many different ways. And it's like, it's not hard, but you just have to gain that confidence in yourself.
Like, what I'm thinking, you guys are at the club hella unconfident. Is that
yeah,
true?
Like, that's what I, like, I when was. You go into a club, like, are you just unconfident?
I was, I was very unconfident because I just didn't even think about it. I didn't even think about girls at all. I was like, there's no point.
You watching, like, hentai or some shit?
Sorry?
Wait, sorry, what? What were you saying? No, what were you saying? Just keep talking, bro.
I wasn't thinking about that because I was like, in my head, I'm not attractive, so I'm not going to even try. But as soon as I like put it in my head, like, okay, no, I am okay. I'm average, I would say. Mm-hmm. But my personality is what like I really
you
relied
have riz.
On. Yeah. And I don't think I have riz.
That's, whoa, no. I don't want to, you have riz, no, bro.
I rely on my personality. I'm just friendly.
Mm-hmm. And that's rizzy within itself.
So, like, when you realize that, because like all your friends, they were going to talk to girls.
Yeah, because I think they put pressure on, like, oh my god, I want to get that girl. I want to get that girl. Yeah. But like in reality, you don't have to put, like, if you put pressure on it, you're gonna like fumble. In my opinion.
Yeah, you think a lot of dudes just go to clubs just to like, I want to get this girl.
Well, there's different types of dudes. Like some certain dudes will go up to a girl and just start grinding on the girl.
Dude,
like,
I've seen that.
I've only seen that in movies though.
That's so creepy. Like it
is weird.
No, but does he really think that's gonna work?
Sometimes
I'm gonna go up to this random girl, start fucking dry humping her. Shit's gonna work, guys.
But it's also like that. It shows a lot about that guy's like, morals and like personality. Yeah. Like he thinks in his head that he's the shit. That he can like do whatever he wants. He's like fucking king material. Like he can, it doesn't matter. Mm. He's like, this girl will love me. But that's not how it works. Unless the girl's really drunk, which is fucking sad.
That's just weird as fuck.
Is that not grape, bro? Like,
kind. I mean, in my opinion, like I thought it was like, yeah, it's definitely SA for sure.
Yeah.
Like I witnessed so many times that shit happening, and I was like, yeah. And that's when I stopped clubbing. I was like, what the fuck am I doing here?
Yeah, like, how do you view nightlife?
Like me?
Yeah. Because I feel like you are, I think we have all different opinions, because you used to, like, you definitely clubbed a lot. You hate clubbing.
I'm,
like, neutral.
Yeah, I feel like, okay, the way I look at it is I associate clubbing with hookup culture.
Yeah.
And I think, like, how do I say this?
It depends where you go, dude. Because, like, imagine we walk into 12 West.
I went, no, because one of my old friends to, like, dragged me into 12. I didn't want to go. He's like, dude, please, I'm so horny. I want to masturbate. I want to fuck a bitty, bro. I'm like, okay, fine, dude. Like sure, fine, we'll go. Like,
fuck a bitty
fucking
tonight.
Shit. Okay, sure. But one time, I didn't want to go to the club with him. He got mad and we went home, dude. And I was like, okay, I'm not going to be friends with this guy.
Yeah, anymore. That's good. You
like,
shouldn't be.
I was like, yeah, like, we're done here.
But 12 West is a great example of what clubbing is now.
Yeah, and like I just think it's from looking at, you know, like purely judging as a man, judging other men who go to the club, I know why they're going. It's because they want a biddy and they're down bad, and I associate that with being cringe.
That is. I agree with you. I think like 12 West is a perfect example because it's not a large club.
Mm-hmm.
And like
it's seen as like bougie.
Yeah, it's seen as bougie, and when you go in, I feel like it's a lot of people just standing around, or they have like tables and bottle service, but in reality they only have those tables and bottle service to impress girls. And it's like,
does that shit work?
I mean, you get girls, but they don't care about you. They're just wasting your money.
Dude that goes to 12 West, like how I see it is like just graduated from UBC, like bachelor's of business degree, like did one internship at like TELUS, and is in like a dress shirt with all his like Kappa Beta.
So you'll have that, but you'll also have that's a perfect example. So 12 of Us has that. And they also have dudes wearing like dripped in like Gucci, Louis Vuitton.
Yeah.
And they're wearing sunglasses and inside the club. Like,
they're not white.
Yeah, they're not white. So it's like, and just being around that, it's like, it's boring and it's lame.
Yeah. It's icky. I just think it's icky behavior.
Yeah. Like, really. If we walked in there, we would not fit in it.
Oh, dude! All. The one time I went to 12 West, God forbid, never again.
God forbid, dude.
It was just hella disgusting. And then when I knew I was gonna go, like I was already kind of wanting to go. I was in there for not even an hour. I was like, yeah, I really want to get out of here. Then a guy is like, "Excuse me, little buddy, just coming through." I was like, okay, yeah, we're done here.
Yeah,
pack it up.
Yeah, like, we get called little buddy there. Also, one time we were at an event for like it was an influencer thing, and I was like asking where the pool was. And, like, it was, like, older people, like, older dudes. Like, you know, it's, like, it's just, like, 12 West crowd.
Yeah, I know.
And then I asked him where the pool was, and he thought I was hitting on him.
What?
He was like, oh, like, I'm good. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, but like, oh I do not God. Fit in at these places.
He
like,
just wants to know where the pool is, bro.
Were you hard?
Like, I was
a
little bit soft, but, like, a little bit hard.
Yeah, well, I mean.
Because it was a new experience for me. Like, I was.
Oh, you were excited. You were tingling, excited.
Yeah.
But, like, why did, like, But I was wearing jeans, so it wasn't showing.
I mean, clearly it was, because he was like, whoa, this guy wants me.
Yeah. So, like, my point was, like, people just think we're weird.
Yeah. But
I prefer, I mean, okay, well, if I go out clubbing, because I when I was 19, I went out, like, every weekend in the summer. Yeah. Where do you think I'm going?
Now? Or, like, 19?
Or when I was
okay, 19. Okay, well, I would say, like, a bar, or, like, you go to, like, house parties. Or like patios. Ooh. Or something like that. Like, that's way more enjoyable, I think. Because your personality, you guys are talkative. And mm-hmm. a club is not the place to go, like, talk to people.
I like dancing, though.
Yeah, dancing is fun, but it's like, for example, 12 West is so tight. And there's so many mm-hmm. people that go. It's like, you can't even move.
But it's always just like, I got hoes.
It's calling.
Yeah.
Sorry.
If you go with a large group of people, then it can be fun.
Yeah.
Because you can just have your own little thing and that's it. But if it's like two guys or three guys, it's like, damn.
Yeah, I went with two guys, three guys. It was fucking, like, I was part of the three guys. It was
You just feel awkward. Play. You feel awkward just standing there like.
But it's also, right, like, let's say, on. I mean, some clubs, like, there's a lot more, like, I've went to Fortune before, which was, like, god awful.
That's interesting, because a lot of people in Vancouver love Fortune.
Well, Fortune's, like, I've been a Fortune for, like, concerts.
Yeah.
Or, like, DJs that I like. If I know the DJ, mm-hmm. then I have a good
You just
time.
Saw, wait, who was that? Muramasa? Yeah.
Like, if I know the DJ, it's
I like
fun.
Muramasa, he's fucking fire.
She was here, like, 2 months ago.
Oh, what?
At Fortune.
Oh, I know.
So, like, something like that is fun, because I know the guy.
Yeah.
But if I just go to, like, Sup Foo Saturday.
What the fuck is that? Okay, so with Fortune, it's fun because it's like the vibes are different in terms of the music's really good, but also, but like the people good. I mean,
to me it's not
to yeah but like yeah. it's a better vibe than like certain other clubs.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, for example, 12 West,
because at least Fortune, it's like a dance floor.
Yeah, yeah. And I think the people there are just more friendly, I would say. Just the location is just absolute shit, because it's like, it literally
piss in smell.
Chinatown, where it's like a lot of homeless people,
human poop on the ground, yeah. piss on the ground.
But like, I can see why Fortune could be like really, really fun, because mm-hmm. it was at one point for me. But yeah, just clubbing in general, I just think now it's like, it's just, if you want to talk to people and meet people, and it's like, that's not the place to meet people.
Like, how often did you go? Did you go like every week, bro? We won't probably we won't cook you. We
every,
won't cook you.
Maybe. When I was 21, Derek and I used to go every weekend.
Everybody has that. Like, I was going every week in the summer. And I was,
yeah.
Like,
you have I think have you go through week. That phase, because it's like, when you're young and you just turn 19, it's like, whoa, now you can go clubbing. Like, legally, you can go with a fake ID too.
Did you
like,
go? Did you go clubbing with a fake ID before?
No. I was in England when I was 19.
What were you doing in
Wait,
England?
What?
I was playing soccer.
What? I thought Wait, you just played Sunday footy.
I thought you were Sunday footy, like, rec league.
You played soccer professionally? Arsenal?
I didn't play professionally. I mean, I had trials for, like, professional teams, and I would play there for a little bit. And then, like, I came back because I was injured. I couldn't play anymore.
No.
And that's when I came back when I was, like, 20. Yeah, like 21. I just started like playing. That's when I started hanging out with Derek.
Wait, you played soccer professionally?
I didn't play professionally. I wasn't
you tried out.
Oh, yeah, wait, I had trials for a bit.
What was the biggest club you tried out for?
Chelsea.
Like the youth team or like
the youth team?
That's, yeah. That's pretty huge, big, dude.
Yeah. I used to be good. Now I'm like, okay.
Wait, why? What injury did you have, dude?
I tore my hamstring, and then I tore it. Like, I messed it up again, and then my Achilles. I got Achilles tendonitis in both.
Oh my god! Achilles. You got nerfed by gosh.
Yeah,
God did not want you to do that.
It was bad. And then when I came back, I was going through like a really tough time, and then Derek was like, "Let's hang out," because I hadn't seen Derek in like 3 years.
And then some girls ask him. And then, like, dance at the club, and he's back.
It was perfect timing, because Derek had just broken up with his girlfriend. And then a week later, he messaged me, being like, hey, like, are you back? I'm like, yeah.
Let's oh, that out. Peak single
and then
life.
And then we just, like, went out, and then, yeah.
How many years did that go for?
Honestly, I would say probably a year, almost 2 years.
Every weekend.
Not every weekend, but it was,
consistently.
Yeah, pretty consistently. And then, like, Derek got really bored of it, and I just kept going because I
you went alone.
No,
you
I went by myself. I made friends, right? Like at clubs.
Oh, you're clubbing friends.
Yeah. So like I was like, all right, cool. Like I can, but then even then I got bored of that, so I stopped when I was like 22, 23.
Mm-hmm. That shit arc did not last long, bro.
But like,
no.
Where would you go? What music would you listen to? And what was the intent?
Okay, so originally the intent was to just hang out with my friends.
Yeah.
And then when I started drinking and I started like kind of looking a bit nicer, it was like, okay, I know I can get girls. I just want to get girls. Mm. And then that got boring really quickly because it was like, there's no talking. It was just straight like
grinding.
It was just physical attraction. That was it.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, this is like boring.
Well, I feel like it's hella awkward afterwards.
But like what would you...
No, I just didn't enjoy the idea of just like, all right, there's a girl, let's just kiss, and that's it.
I thought, because I only go to like, okay, I don't want to sound pretentious, but like underground events. That's pretentious as fuck, but...
Underground events? What do you mean?
Well, like, I like to go to places that I feel like I don't fit in at these very popular clubs in a sense. Like mm-hmm. we talk about 12 West or even like Fortune.
Yeah.
Right? And they'll play like... You know, I like Nav sometimes. I don't want to listen to it at the club, okay?
Yeah.
Like,
well, because your intention, like, for me, the intention was like, oh, okay, it's cool music, but I'm not going to listen to fucking... I'm not going to a club to listen to Drake.
Yeah.
Like, dude, I'm going to a club to Drake girls. Right now, bro.
Yeah, like, that's the intent for most guys, is to go to a club and, like, try to, like, get with a girl.
The thing is, like, I prefer to just dance, so I like to do more, like, DJ things, like, techno, stuff like that.
That would be celebs. Celebs is like house music and, like, EDM and techno.
Yeah.
And celebs is the vibe, but then like drugs became like a big thing. Like celebs
for you?
No, well, not for me. Just with people, like, just with people around me. Like they were doing hella drugs, and I was just like, oh man, I don't want to be around.
If you sold coke, am I a guy that looks like they would buy? Like
no.
People ask me. Like
that's so funny. Same here. People would come up to me all the time, be like, "Oh, can I get a gram?"
And I'm like, "What?" I'm saying they would ask me to buy it.
They would ask. Oh, they would ask me. They thought that I was the dealer, and I was like,
"What?" I could see that, dude.
And I was like, "What?"
It's the mustache, bro.
No, I didn't have the mustache then.
What was it then?
I had like a small little goatee here.
Oh, that's worse. That's worse.
And then clean shaven, and I had like a fade and shit. And I was like,
"Oh, dude, yeah. Are you sure you didn't sell coke?"
I did not.
Guys,
I did not.
Chat, does he look like he sells coke?
No. I mean, now I look like Pablo Escobar, but like back then, I was just like, I don't know. Maybe every brown guy back then sold coke. I have no idea, but I was always the guy people came up to and be like, "Oh, can I?" Like, can I get something? I'm like, what
the...
Wait, so, okay, back to the thing. You would just... How do you get from stage A to seeing a girl to making out with her at a club? But that's it. That's all you would do. Like, you wouldn't go home with her?
Sometimes you would. Yeah.
But how does that happen? Riz me right now.
What do you mean?
Live Riz, bro.
You just, like...
I'm just dancing.
Sometimes a girl would be like, okay, let's go back to your place.
That's all you have to say?
What do you say? What's your
line? No, she would say that, or I'd be like,
all right. She's going up to you. Let's go back to your place. That's it.
Yeah, if we made out and how do you make out? That's what I'm saying. Like club, I would say clubbing is the easiest way to like make out with somebody. You just like, it's just physical attraction. That's all it is.
Because I'll like talk to like girls and they'll be like, my friend just made out with this guy at a club. We'd be like, I don't understand what takes that from.
Okay, I'll give you an example. Okay, so let's say you're dancing right now, right? You're with your friends.
Oh my God, Stephanie.
Yo, this is so awesome, Jessica.
And then the easiest way to talk to somebody there in that situation is you go up to them and whatever they're wearing. Let's say she's wearing fucking sneakers or something like that. You'd be like, okay, let's dance battle right now. You have sneakers on, let's dance battle.
Oh, wait, is that Rizzy? Someone did that to me at the club before.
And then no matter what, nine times out of ten, they'll always say, okay, let's dance battle. Or... Then you just go like, okay, who can drop it down lower, me or you?
Who can drop it down lower?
who can go down to the floor without fucking falling over? And I would say that.
Wait, that's...
And work all the time. It's simple shit.
Because a girl did the dance thing to me one time, like the let's have a dance off to me before.
Yeah. That's because she's interested in you.
Wait, bro, she took your Riz.
Yeah. That's the easiest way.
Is it universal?
It also shows... Yeah, it is. Because think about it. If you say like, okay... Let's have a dance battle. It shows that you're like kind of funny. Like it's such a dumb idea. Let's do a dance battle. Okay, cool. Dude, let's do it.
I would fucking
you can't dance. No, you can't.
Whoa.
I can dance. Yeah, now you can a little bit.
He's getting a silly there. Dancer.
Yeah, you're a silly. And that makes it even better. If you're a silly dancer, it's like girls love that because it shows that you don't care what other people think.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're just having fun. Mm-hmm. And they're way more attracted to that, you being yourself, rather than you going out to them, you want to dance. That's like so boring. Every guy's asking her, do you want to dance? Or they just go up and try to grind on it. Like, that's not going to happen.
Well, you think, let's say he does a silly dance. Doesn't that give, wow, like, you're like a brother to me vibes?
No.
No?
No. Because if, okay, so let's say you do your thing. You do your dance.
Hey, hey.
Then she'll do her thing.
Hey.
And then you go be like, okay, well, how do you do that? You just compliment her. Be like, how did you do that?
Shit.
Like, how did you do that?
Okay, I definitely, because... When she challenged me to the dance battle, this was the one time I got dragged in. I wanted to leave. I had no interest in talking to anyone that night. So I just said, she was like, what's your name? And I said, oh, I'm Nico. Have a good night, though. Like, I instantly shut it down. Like,
were you attracted to her?
Like, slightly, but in any other scenario, I would have gone for it. But it's like, I just wanted to leave at that point. Like, I did not want to go be in there.
That's fair. Because you also weren't that drunk either. When you in a club, standards go down for everybody because they're all drunk.
Oh,
and they're just like all like fucking like
a six is like a nine.
Yeah,
yeah, that six flips upside down.
That's what that is, and that's for everybody there because they're all drunk. There's vibing
and the lighting. You can't really tell.
You can't tell. It's dark, right? So it's like it's the easiest way to like make out with somebody.
But then, so you just dance and then. You just
all of a sudden you're randomly just
you're like
okay when you start doing a dance battle and then you like all right and then you grab the, like you grab their hand
oh
and then you start like
God, but that's
like doing like tango or slow dance whatever the fuck and then eventually like if you're in a club and you're dancing with a girl she's gonna turn around and start grinding.
I don't think this applies to Gen Z, bro.
I mean, I don't know. That's what
I think we stopped grinding.
No, I think Gen Z is. I feel like we're different, like a little bit. I think the norms have changed. The norms have changed.
So generally. Grinding doesn't exist anymore?
I think Gen Z stopped grinding.
But you guys don't go to the club, so how do you know?
I feel like I would see grinding on social media.
Exactly. And on social media. And like, I don't know. I feel like grinding is a thing that's, you can only grind at a club. You can't go to a bar and grind.
Oh, no. No one's grinding at a bar. That's
the
only thing.
And it's grinding is the easiest way to like be sexual without actually like, having sex in public.
But if I go to a club and I see someone grinding, I'm like going like, Nico, let's get me. And I take a picture with them.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Like, is that...
Yeah, don't go to the clubs.
Well, no, I just like, if I see grinding...
I got it. I'm hitting a 0.5 like this.
Oh, I'm laughing.
That's what
I'm
doing, dude. That's... Actually, that would be pretty funny. That would be hilarious.
Yeah.
But you are kind of cough blocking the guy and the guys might be drunk and be like, yo, get the fuck away from me and shit. Like, that's also a thing too. Guys are so fucking aggressive in clubs.
Dude, it's territorial. It's fucking territorial.
It's literally like fucking gorillas, bro. Like, we resort back to like fucking primal instincts.
Yeah,
not me, not we.
Not,
like, I went to a club once like 2 years ago and I was in a relationship at the time. And like, dude, bringing your girl to a club full of horny dudes is scary, bro.
Oh yeah, dude. It's fucked. Like,
we not own the club.
Like, did you like see a lot of other guys like check her out?
Dude, yeah. Were, like, they would go up to her.
Yeah. Oh shit. Especially, and you're right there?
Well, yeah, but like,
oh, that's disrespectful.
But you can't tell sometimes.
You can't tell.
Because there's so many people.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not their fault. It's like you can't tell. It's like I would never bring my girlfriend to a club.
Okay, we're on the same. I wouldn't either, bro.
Because it's like, fucking pointless. Why?
Well, yeah, it's I think the intent. Like, as an example, I just want to ask you this. You don't have to answer the question.
Okay.
If you went to a club now, just like with Derek, do you think your girlfriend would be like, maybe can you not do that?
She'd be like, what the fuck are you doing? And I agree with her.
Yeah.
Why would, like, if I would, like, if you are in a relationship and you're a dude, I feel like going to a club, what's the point?
Yeah, I think it's just the intent.
To get girls.
Yeah.
You can say, oh, I'm going with my boys. If it's like a group of guys, then yeah, sure, I get that, and you can go for it. But like, that dude is most likely not going to have that much fun.
Yeah.
Because unless he's fucking cheating on her, then maybe. But like, if you're not cheating on your girlfriend, you're just sitting there watching your friends fucking try to talk to girls.
That was you, bro.
But for me,
you weren't even in a relationship, and that was
exactly.
But I didn't care. Like, I was like, okay, yeah, whatever. It is what it is. I don't leak.
But now, if we go out, we can stick together, bro.
Yeah,
me and you.
Yeah.
Wait, whoa! I want to be. I want to be.
You can be a part of it. Yeah.
I don't think, dude. I don't think I could meet. I don't think I could create a successful relationship.
I think you could. I think you'd be real. I think first you have to like work on your confidence on yourself.
Oh
yeah.
Why? Because I think everyone goes to clubs.
No, I that's the thing. I don't think anyone should meet someone and at a club and think like, yo, that's gonna be a relationship.
No, like I forgot this happened, but the bathroom at clubs fucking suck dick,
yeah.
Bro. First off, I went in there when it wasn't busy. There's no soap. There's no paper towel. It's just a sink.
Yeah.
And then during the
club, did you go to?
12 West. During the peak. Oh.
Yeah.
During like the peak at like 11:30 p.m., there's a guy in there who has gum, yeah. deodorant, and
he's selling that shit.
And soap. He has soap. They're gatekeeping soap yeah, now, guys.
Wait, it's disgusting. Is it a guy that works at the club?
He works at the club and he stays in the bathroom. That's yeah. just a shit job.
And then like, he'll give people gum for like $2. Mm-hmm. And then I think he's selling condoms and shit. Like,
yeah, he sells this condoms there, and you can get like, and there's a shit ton of cologne. That yeah. will just like, you want to try this? Like, want to have this?
One squirt of Dior Sauvage, $5.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to pay him. It's just like, just but you tip. Don't. Yeah. And you feel bad, bro. You have to pay him because he's yeah. literally in the fucking washroom. But in also, a guy's
like,
washroom.
Dudes disgusting. That work at clubs have like bigger egos than the average person. So he might be like, okay.
No. Only bouncers.
Yeah.
Bouncers have a fucking ego like that. I don't think anyone has a bigger ego than bouncers do. Like, it's so bad.
Like,
bro.
You got this job because you look scary. Like, you, yeah. like, I wouldn't bring you home to my family, bro. Yeah. Like, sorry, bro.
That's why I like Greta, because, like,
they're nice.
They can be dicks, but they kind of have to be at times because that location, there are a lot of assholes that get kind of aggressive and, like, you kind of have to put them in place. But if you get to talk to them, there's the nicest.
The Greta
dudes.
Bouncers are really nice. I was really drunk one time,
mm-hmm.
and this guy, like, we were checking IDs together. Like, he let me work for him.
Oh my god, I remember
like,
that.
5 minutes.
Like, yeah.
He let me work for
that's
him.
What I like bars. Bars bouncers are different than club bouncers.
Yeah,
dude, the bar is just so much better, bro.
Yeah, you can talk to people, and you can like,
and you can't hear anything at a club at all.
Yeah. I have to yell in my boy's ear at max volume so
because
we can just barely make
bars
it.
Bars are just more versatile. You can go out with your friends and just have like a fucking session together.
Also cheaper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's cheaper, yeah. and it's like people there are just better. I feel and like I don't know, just like it's just a way more fun vibe.
What do you think Gen Z people think of clubs now?
I thought that clubs now are dying.
They are. I mean, if you go to a club, there's not young people like us.
Yeah, it's because it's just like, yeah, actually, that's so true. I went to the club last year for my birthday. I was like, I want to go to a club. I haven't gone to a club in so long. I went there for my birthday. I fucking regretted it immediately. Like, because I knew the guy that worked there, so he hooked up a whole table and everything. But I was just like, dude, I feel like such a fucking prick. Like, mm-hmm. getting a table and like having bottle service and it's just not me. If you like it, good for you. If like I'm not knocking you for liking it, but for myself, I can't fucking be there. I feel so uncomfortable.
I feel, you know what? I feel analyzed. Remember when we did that event at Greta when Derek and you made like the videos?
Yeah.
I just like it was like super, it was like a great experience.
Yeah.
But also at the same time, we were right above the dance floor.
And people watch.
And I feel like I'm being analyzed and it's just like, I'd rather just be one of the guys. Like,
yeah. And I'll admit, like, when I see ball, I'm so judgmental for that shit. I know it's wrong, but like, when I see people get like bottle service and shit, I'm like, oh my God. Fucking. And they're just sitting, they don't go up, get up and dance. Like, your only objective is to look cool.
I know, and they act mysterious.
Yeah.
And they're wearing shades.
Yeah.
Why are you wearing shades?
Why are you wearing shades?
You can't see fucking anything, inside,
because
dude.
They're also attracting a certain type of girl, I feel. Mm-hmm. They want a girl that, like, they want an attractive girl, but that kind of girl is, like, looking for, like, a sugar daddy.
I can't
or
be
like
a sugar
pay
daddy.
For yeah. every dinner.
They want, like, they want a guy who will pay for everything and all that, which is, hey, if that's your... fucking
it's your prerogative.
Yeah, if you're prerogative, go for it. You know, if I always talk about this to my girlfriend, I'm like, if I was attractive as fuck as a girl, I'm starting OnlyFans ASAP.
No,
like,
but
dude, why don't you literally started an OnlyFans, bro.
Yeah, but like as a girl, bro, it's totally different.
But that's easy to say, because if you were a girl, could you do that?
If I
like, I feel like there's
so this would be my objective here, right?
Okay.
So if I was a girl, I would try to gain a massive social media following first.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I get that.
For what? Looks?
Yeah. Bro, if you're an attractive girl, it's like the more attractive you are as a girl, the more money you're going to make.
Yes, but you're not taking into account like how you would feel about yourself.
I wouldn't feel bad.
Like, do you...
Because think about this, right? Like, people say there's this thing about, like, there's this narrative, like, oh my God, you could be so ashamed. You have, like, all this shit. Okay, I'll be ashamed in my fucking Ferrari in a mansion. I'll be set for life. I'll never have to work a fucking corporate job. I'll never have to, like, pay off student loans, all this shit. It's like, if you want to do that, go for it. Like, if you want to have, like, debt, you want to work a certain fucking life.
You want to work
and, you know, your fucking, you know, morals are all there. Good for you. But, like, for me, I'd be like, fuck that. It's my life.
I don't think it's, I'm necessarily criticizing the shame. Like, I go like this once on the video and I feel like I'm selling my body, bro.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe that's just the personal projection.
But I think the older you get and the more followers you guys are gonna get, because you guys are gonna fucking blow up even more than this. What, you know, you guys will you will understand the power of, like, your appearance.
Oh yeah, 100%.
And you'll like, eventually it'll click. You're like, all right, I'm gonna use this to my advantage, and you're gonna make a fuck ton of money off that shit.
Damn, I could never do raunchy shit for money, though. I don't think
you don't have to do raunchy shit. But, like, you already talk about raunchy shit, though.
Talk and do.
We talk about it.
But what's raunchy shit? Like, what would you do?
Like,
okay, suck his cock. That's different, though.
But I also wouldn't, like go on TikTok with, like, and do, like, a thirst trap.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't. I wouldn't do that either. Like, all my thirst traps on Instagram, I try to make a joke of it. Like, mm-hmm. If I have, like, a shirtless pic, I'll caption something kind of funny.
But also,
I don't just post a shirtless pic and that's it. Like, I try not to do that.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, the variety of content. Like, dude, no lie. Like, you need to archive some of your older posts, bro.
No,
but like,
some of them are great.
Old. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Exactly, right?
Exactly. Yeah, no, I totally get it. Like, it's cringe, but at the same time, it's like, that's social media now.
Yeah, and it's a variety of shit. You're not just, if you were just only posting thirst traps, like, we would come on today's show intending to cook you, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But you post a variety of different shit.
Yeah, it's like, whatever I'm doing in that moment, I'm like, okay, cool. Like, I'll post that. But if it's like only shirtless pics, I've thought about that too. I'm like, okay, I was going to post a shirtless. I have. I'm like, okay, I was about to post a shirtless pic. I'm like, I did this yesterday. I'm not doing that for like another.
You can't
week or
double
like
up on the. You can't double
look like
down
a pussy
on it.
Exactly, because like then it's like, unless I'm a, like a gym workout creator,
gym bro.
Yeah, like, unless I'm a gym bro.
Yeah.
Then, what's the point of posting shirtless pics all the time?
It would. It's sort of like for validation from women, right? But like,
yeah, it is for me. I would say like, because I was so skinny for the longest time. So I'm just like really proud of like, because I was 165 for like, I'd say until
at
like
6'2".
At 6'2", 165.
Damn.
For like the long, because I only played soccer, right?
Skinny?
Yeah.
Dude, that's only 40 pounds heavier than me.
I was super skinny.
And he's more than a foot taller than me.
Yeah.
That's in right now.
But now, but no, I don't think so.
Oh, it's in.
You watch, you know, Timothy Chalamet. Okay, well, that's Gen Z.
It's in.
But it's cool for Timothy Chalamet because he's a fucking actor who's famous as fuck.
Yeah, you could be a famous podcaster.
Yeah, bro.
Still cool.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But imagine you didn't have a podcast, you didn't have anything on social media, and you look like that.
There's a lot of, like, for Gen Z, if you style yourself cool or you present yourself as
aesthetic.
Like, no, if you present yourself as alternative, that's the really big thing for Gen Z.
That's true.
Because if you're like different from everybody else, you could be ugly as fuck. People would still like you.
Yeah. Because I think nowadays it's looks are important. I think personality is also just as important now. It's crazy.
Or
it's cool.
Even to like add on to that, it's how you portray your personality.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's how people think you are.
Yeah.
That's important.
Like,
bro.
There's a really big thing for Gen Z. Like, people sell really hard into like the Radiohead, like Deftones, I'm so punk thing. Right.
Well, it's like making a comeback. Like, the 90s are making a comeback. Like, the flared fucking jeans and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
That's why you never throw clothes out. Like, they're going to come back.
All my skinny jeans are gone.
Fucking racing jackets.
My fucking Fear of God fake jeans, zipper jeans are going to come back soon.
They are. Those? They are.
Yeah.
I have yet to fall. I got one pair of baggy, like, flared jeans.
Oh, shit.
And I lost them. Look good. So now I'm just going back to my fucking skinny ripped jeans again.
No, Jasper.
Jasper, don't put the skinny ripped
jeans. I have. You've seen them.
That's his thing.
I refuse to buy new pair of jeans because I'm like, I barely ever go out. If I'm always, the only time I go out is like with you guys. Like, that's the only time I really go out. I don't really go out.
It's pretty sad, bro.
Well, because I have a girlfriend. Why? I have a girlfriend. Why do I need to?
Okay, so that's a good topic as well. Yeah, because I wanna talk about it. There's a, I guess there's a narrative on TikTok. A lot of like the Sigma podcasts and stuff, they say, but even like the regular people podcasts as well, I've seen, they say that your partner, it's disrespectful for your partner to go alone or like with friends without you.
Mm-hmm. What is your take on that?
Okay, so my girlfriend is very traditional. Mm-hmm. So she like almost wants me to like tell her, you have to be home at this time. You have to be home like that. Like, or like, oh, you can't hang out with that person. Mm-hmm. But I'm not like that. Mm-hmm. Like, to me, I'm like, if you want to hang out with your friends, go out with your friends.
Yeah.
If you want to go one-on-one with a coworker who's a guy, go for it. Mm-hmm. But if you're going one-on-one with a guy and you're like going downtown
in a limo, that's different.
In a limo downtown, and you're like,
and why does she have birthday makeup on as well?
Yeah,
like, why did she put birthday makeup on, guys?
Birthday makeup. Oh my god, I recently found out what the fuck that was. Birthday,
dude, I didn't know what it was. This guy told me what it was.
Birthday,
I was
like, makeup,
damn,
guys.
Bro, birthday cake. And that's, it's real. It, birthday, I mean, makeup, yeah, is real. Fucking real.
Yeah.
Holy shit, I never realized that before.
Dude, like, do you have those memes that's like, would you rather 10 minutes of waterboarding or see your girl in birthday makeup?
Dude, I'm choosing the 10 minutes of waterboarding like 9 out of 10 times.
Gen Z's don't do birthday makeup, though. It's more of an older
thing. Yeah, it's definitely an older thing. Yeah, it's definitely, it's an older thing. For sure. What was the question again? Oh, yeah. I wouldn't care, personally. Because in my head, I'm like, okay, if some shady shit's going to go down, it's going to go down no matter what. If I'm there or not.
Exactly.
Like, why the fuck am I worrying about that?
When people are like, oh, my partner needs to text me all the time when I'm going out. I would never cheat, but if I did, if I was a piece of shit, I could text you while I was cheating, bro.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to stop me if I'm a cheater.
I've seen so many dudes that are like really good friends of mine who have cheated on their girlfriends, and I'm like, and they just don't really, like, you'll never know. And I'm just like, whoa, that's fucking crazy. I could never do that.
Chilling? Are you still chilling with them to this day?
No.
Blur this out.
Mm-hmm.
Gabagoo.
Oh yeah.
Who is
Gabagoo?
Yeah, I don't know if you can put this part in though. But like, he yeah, don't put this part in.
Gabagoo.
Holy fuck.
If you have to like if you're scared that your partner's gonna cheat every time they go out, there's something wrong in your relationship, or there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, no, right? Yeah. I agree. Like, I that's why I'm okay with my girlfriend going out whenever the fuck she wants. Mm-hmm. Because I trust her.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's no trust, it's like, okay, well then I shouldn't be in a relationship then.
And there's some dudes at 12 West that would be like, wow, you have no self-respect. You have no masculine energy.
Yeah. But it's like, okay,
have cool. fun being anxious about your girl cheating every time, bro. Like,
yeah.
Have fun.
Yeah. I get it. Like, if someone's been cheated on before, mm-hmm. they're like, they have like trauma from it and it can come up. Like, you are nervous about it. But it's like, if they're going to cheat, they're going to cheat.
There's nothing you can do anything in your fuck. You can do everything in your power. It's not going to do shit. Yeah. They'll still find a way to cheat. If they're if they're destined to cheat, they're going to cheat.
You can do everything you can and they'll still cheat. And you also waste your time worrying about her cheating. So it's like, what the fuck?
So it's like, what are you fucking doing?
Yeah, what are you doing? Yeah. You're just wasting your time. Mm. Like, so if you feel like that in a relationship where you're like, shit, no, you can't be home at a certain time, blah, blah, whatever, then you shouldn't be in a relationship. Because that means you have a lot of fucking trauma from somewhere. And you have to figure that shit out. Or you're not confident in yourself where you like think that you're not good enough, mm-hmm. and she's gonna find a better person than you.
Have I been cheated on? I don't think I've been cheated on.
No.
Like, what was that, bro? What is that classified?
She cheated on somebody. You were the homewrecker.
Yeah.
Oh, so you were the one.
You're not the victim, bro.
I didn't know I was the homewrecker.
Yeah.
It was too late, bro.
See, if I knew. Like, this actually happened at a club one time where I was just, like, dancing.
You made out with some dude's girl.
Dude, this girl, like, so she comes up to me, right?
No.
And she starts dancing with me, and we're...
Oh, let's go.
Then we start kissing.
Oh, fine.
How does this just happen?
And then her friend comes up and says she has a boyfriend. He's right there.
Maybe they're into
And
that.
I'm like...
Maybe he's
oh, shit. I had no idea. But she's getting upset at me, and I'm like, I had no idea. I'll walk away. So I walked away, and she... came back to me, and I'm like, don't you have a boyfriend? And she's like, no, we're just friends,
bro.
Wait, but what?
And then I'm like, okay, cool, he didn't do anything. And then I'm like, okay,
so he's
cool.
A cock.
And then like I went up to him like, hey man, like, is that your girl? Because like I don't want to fucking do this, that's fucked up. Mm-hmm. And he's like, yeah, She's my girlfriend.
I think he saw that and he didn't even care anymore.
The thing was, he looked so hurt.
Yeah, they broke up that night.
Probably. And I was like, fuck. No, dude. I feel
guys
so bad.
Guys like that, they stay.
Yeah. Do they?
Yeah, he probably stayed.
He probably stayed.
Because he was just like, yeah, she's just really drunk.
What the fuck? Wait, dude, what was the most fucked up thing you've seen at a club before, bro?
Oh. Okay, so the most fucked up thing I've ever seen. I don't even know if I can keep this.
Hey!
Listen up. If you want to hear the most fucked up thing Jasper's seen in the club, if you want to hear the most fucked up thing I've seen in the club, if you want to hear my club weird story, sexual story.
Wait, sexual?
Exactly. Sorry. You're gonna have to go. Sorry, guys. You're gonna have to go on the Patreon. Link in the bio, or go on Patreon. Beer Sauce Podcast. Search that up. We always have 30 minutes of extra content on the Patreon. So if you think the episodes you want longer, dude, there's like 30 more minutes every single time. And there's vlogs, and there's cooking, and there's Nico Backshot POV. I'm not even joking. That's not even clickbait.
Oh, there actually is a Nico.
There's
Backshot
a Nico
POV.
Backshot POV. Beer Sauce Podcast on Patreon.
Is this from me? Am I fucking doing it?
Oh my God. W plug. Jasper, thank you so much for coming on Beer Sauce. It's been an honor to have you on, bro. Yes. I want to hear these fucked up club stories, dog. I'm not even going
to
lie, dog.
Okay. This has to go on the Patreon because you can't keep this part in. You have to go on the Patreon.
It's that bad. Oh, like, we'll get demonetized.
Like, it's fucked. If the girl knows about this, it'd be like,
oh, shit. Okay.
No way she's paying for our Patreon.
No, she probably will because she'll be like, what did he say?
And you know what? It'd be worth it. I'll give you the $5.
Thanks for the $5. Thank you for the $5. Okay. Love you guys.
Beer Sauce.